Our problem is Birchos HaShachar in its time-bound element. Follow me for a minute. Birchos HaShachar. The implication being that it belongs when?
In
Shacharis. Our problem is, what if we have to say, or do we have to say, Birchos HaShachar if it is before time of Shacharis? Such as our Shomrei Shabbos postmen who were faced with this situation, and they have to go on duty at 3 in the morning. Their day begins a little before 3. Do they go ahead and daven? No, mailmen or whatever. It could be anyone. Bakery deliveries. Okay, the different. Ernie has it great in that he is capable of starting at 3, and then breaking after 3 hours or so, coming to shul and then going back. That's when you're the boss. But when you're not the boss, you don't have that luxury. Butchers, without question, have that problem. You have to be at the meat market at 4 or 5 in the morning. 4 is not time to daven. Do you go ahead? So that's number one. Can there be Birchos HaShachar before Zman Shacharis? And secondly, the other extremity is, if it is Birchos HaShachar, does that imply that the end of Zman Shacharis is the end of Zman Birchos HaShachar? Logically, we would kind of say, well, maybe yes, if that's what we call it, Birchos HaShachar. But that is not entirely true, as we will see. Furthermore, one of the elements of Birchos HaShachar is the strangest of all brachos, and that is Birchos HaTorah. There are all kinds of rules that are broken when it comes to Birchos HaTorah. This is what we have to see in terms of Zman.
Broken deliberately or...
No. They are not neither deliberately nor inadvertently. Broken in the sense that there are different parameters over here in Birchos HaShachar. It's exception to the rule, mm-hmm. as we will soon see. Let's automatically add to that the third element, and that is Birchos HaShachar in the morning. You put in a full day, and by nighttime you don't go to sleep. You're up all night. Comes the next day, as the case is, let's say, with the learning on Shavuos, do you go ahead and do you recite Birchos HaShachar once again? You should say, hey, why not? Well, some of the brachas may not apply, and once again, there is a separate problem altogether with Birchos HaTorah, where that bracha may not apply for certain reasons, and we'll have to investigate what those exceptional reasons may be. So let's start in culling all of the sources, at least as the Mishnah Berurah would say it, by coming to our first problem. Getting up before the actual time of Shacharis. Let's try in Shulchan Aruch, Siman Mem Zayin, and in the Mishnah Berurah, Siman Katan Lamed. Let's begin with Siman Yud Gimel in the Shulchan Aruch. Hamashkim kodem or hayom. You get up before the light of day. Little mode to learn is mevarich birchas haTorah. You have to say birchas haTorah at night. Ve'eino tzarich levareich lachzor ulevareich kishiyelech lebeis haKnesses. Then night passes and it's going to be day. And if you go to shul, you don't have to go ahead and recite it again because you did it in the middle of the night. Now hamashkim kodem or hayom. As far as the other brachos are concerned, if you get up before the light of day, is mevarech kol seder brachos. If you get up, you say all the brachos then, chutz, with the following exceptions, mibirchas hanosein lasech v'ibino, and also you don't say parshas hatomid. You would want to ask, what does parshas hatomid have to do with birchas hashachar? When you learn this entire siman of Mem Zayin, you will learn that some maintain that Birchos HaTorah must be said directly before Parshas HaTomid. If you study, and the Parshas HaTomid is one of the korbanos. Instead, with Nosei Nasech Vivina Lavchim Ben Yom Ben Laila and Parshas HaTomid, you don't say it in the middle of the night, but rather Yamtin Mila Omra Ad Sheyeor Hayom. You wait with those brachos and those brachas only until day dawns and day breaks, and then you will be able to go and say those two that separately, the birchas the hanosein lasechu bin alafchim ben yom ben laila, and also the parshas hatamid. Ulechatchila, says the Rama further, to begin with, yitol yadav kodem sheyivarech lomod. Needless to say, you have to go ahead and wash netilas yadayim. Vim lo hayalo mayim, but if there was no mayim, no water for netilas yadayim, is yachol lomod. He can go ahead and learn ulevarech below netila, and to say the brachos without netilas yadayim, kimo bishar brachos shemavarech kodem netila, like any other bracha that you may say before netila. That is assuming you wait until you get up. You know, remember what we discussed last time, that in the minhag of the Gemara, there were brachos that you said even before netilas yadayim, as you got out of bed and as you woke up. Now let's take a look at lamed in the Mishnah Berurah. Kodem or hayom. Now kodem or hayom means literally before day dawns, before day breaks. Except for one thing, before day breaks is night, but what you know is that nighttime, there's a beginning of the night, and there's a middle of the night, and there's the end of a night. The beginning of the night, even though it's a new day, probably belongs to the old day. The classical example of that is, even though Shabbos is over, we do Malava Malka with the Shabbos atmosphere, because Motzoi Shabbos, right after Shabbos, the beginning of the night after Shabbos, is still infused with the spirit of Shabbos. What about the Shabbos that we have to say Slichas? When is the earliest time that we say Slichas? We wait until midnight. Even though it's still Motzoi Shabbos, after midnight, Al Pi Kabbalah, the Zohar writes, and Halacha has accepted this, is already, it's true, it's night, but it's night that's closer to the day. Now, if you get up at night, what if it's 10 o'clock at night? That's before midnight. Is that any different, Al Pi Halacha, than getting up 3 o'clock in the morning, which is closer to day, before or after Chatzos? Let's see what the Mishnah Berurah says. Kodem or Hayom. Va'afilu, says the Mishnah Berurah, b'mashkim achar Chatzos Laila. If you get up after Chatzos Laila, after midnight, le'eze inyan, for whatever reason. But v'da'ato lachzor v'lishon od. And if you intend after midnight to still go back to sleep, achar kach, she'nas keva, to continue your regular sleep, is afilu hochi, even so, if when you get up, you want to learn, is yuchal levarech kol elu habrachos, you can say all of those brachos, v'shuv, and later on, when you finally get up, is lo yitzarech levarech otam kishi yakum baboker. When he gets up, finally, when day breaks and morning is here, he doesn't have to say any other brachos a second time, even though he said it in the dead of night, levad, with the exception of birkat elokai neshama. That bracha has a special thing, because it is a birchas hodo'o, it's a bracha of thanksgiving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, thanking you for being able to wake up once again, neshama shenasata b'tahoroi, you've given it to me and I'm functioning. But under these circumstances, where you've said it in the midnight and went back to sleep again, the Mishnah Berurah maintains is yomar b'li chasima, that you shouldn't say it with the ending of the bracha, which is Baruch Ata Hashem, HaMachazir Neshamos Lifagori Meisim. Leave that off. Just say the Elokai Neshamos Shenasatabi, but don't end off with the Baruch Ata Hashem. Furthermore, the bracha of Baruch Ata Hashem HaMaavir Sheinome Einai. Then you should say it B'li Haskaras Hashem. When you wake up in the morning, finally, don't say it with Hashem Elokeinu. Say Baruch Ata HaMaavir Sheino Me'enai Usnuma Me'af Apoi. That's at night. V'achar kach, kisheyakum baboker, and then later on when he gets up fully in the morning, is Yomar Otan, he should say Elokai Neshama and HaMaavir Sheino Me'enai, this time, because it is a definitive waking up, Bihaskaras Hashem U'malchus Kara'ui, and say it fully as the way it is written. And so what are you saying here? That all brachos of Birchas HaShachar can be said in the dead of night, even though it is not Shachris, but provided that it is after Chatzos. The two exceptional brachos are Hamavir Sheina Me'enai and this bracha of Elokai Neshama. In the middle of the night, don't say it with the Baruch Atah Hashem. Leave out Shem Hashem. And when you definitively are up and you continue with Shacharis, then you go ahead and say it fully with the bracha.
Let's ask a different question. Shulchan Aruch talks specifically about Hamashin Lilmod, to learn. You get up for work. Okay. And then you get up for work. You are eventually going to get to Shul to daven. But you get up and it's 2 o'clock in the morning. What brachas do you have to say brachas then? Or if you know you're going to Shul, or even you will have time to say brachas later, do you wait till Shachar to say them?
Okay. That can be considered when we look at the end time of Birchas HaShachar. And that's our next segment. No, wait a minute, listen to me. Because we will be able to establish there, by looking at the end time, Alachatchila Nebediyevet. And he does discuss it there. But once you get to the Lachatchila, it is best to say the brachos at X, then you'll know whether you can postpone it or not.
Yeah.
Got it?
Elokai Neshama, you say that without the Chatima when he wakes up the first time.
Right.
Then he goes to sleep.
And also Hamavir Sheina, you don't say it with the Sheimu Malchus. You say Baruch Atah Hamavir Sheina Me'enai Utnuma Me'afapoi. He wakes up, he does whatever he has to do, and he goes to sleep.
Then when he wakes up, he says those two brachas again.
Only those two brachos, because the rest he doesn't have to say.
With the Chatima, in this case.
Normally, all the way down the line.
So also, Elokai Neshama, he didn't say with Sheimu Malchus either?
Well, at the end, is the Chatima has the shame.
Oh, I see.
All right, Elokai Neshama Shenasata B'Tahorahi. And then you finish off, and the Chatima is Baruch Ata Hashem Hamachzir Neshamot Lifegarim Metim. So that's where it is. So there are Birchot HaShachar and there are Birchot HaShachar. So here you see that you wake up in the middle of the night, it's still not Shacharis, but it's after Chatzos, which tends towards Shacharis. You go ahead and you say the Brachos.
Ashenatan L'sach Vivina.
We'll discuss that. Does the crow start? Does the rooster start to crow in the dead of night? All right. That, now herein rests the problem. If it's a bracha she'eino tzricha, even though we have a mandate that says that we have to say 100 brachas every single day, you don't push it artificially. With one possible exception, and that's Birchas HaTorah. Okay. Bringing us to our second segment, and that is a little more complicated, the Sof Zman Birchas Shacharis. Is there a time during the day which can be considered the cutoff boundary for saying these brachas? If you'll take a look at Shulchan Aruch Nun Beis, we arrive at this through another subject altogether. You'll see Nun Beis on Daf Pei, 3 lines from the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch, in the middle of the line, Ve'im kvar hitchilu hatzibur yotzer. The subject of this siman in Shulchan Aruch is, if you come late to shul, how do you conduct yourself as far as dovetailing with the minyan? And here, if it is the latest possible, Im kvar hitchilu hatzibur yotzer. You come in and they finish Baruch Hu, and they started the bracha of Baruch Atah Hashem Yotzer Or V'Arich Hoshech. And if you were to go ahead and start with Psukei Dezimra, Ve'ein Shehus Lomar Psukei Dezimra, there's no time for you to say Psukei Dezimra Afilu B'Dilug, even by skipping and just saying like Baruch Shomar Ashrei Nishtabach, so that you will be able to reach them to say Shema and Shemone Esrei. Then the answer to that dilemma is, you are that late, start davening by Yikra Kriyashma Ubirchoseha Im Hatzibur. Start davening right in the middle. Yotzer Or V'Arich Hoshech. Right after Baruch Hu. And forget everything for the moment before. So that V'yit Paleli Mahem, so that you go ahead and be able to daven together with the Tzibur. Now, you finish davening, you've gone to Aleinu, then what do you do? Achar Kach, after davening is over, and you're still 50% short, is Yikra kol pezukei dezimra below bracha lifnehem, velo shel acharehem. say the entire Psukei Dezimra, except for the bracha before, which is Baruch Shomar, and the bracha afterwards, which is Yishtabach. But say the Psukei Dezimra. However, if you came late, you have another problem. It wasn't only Psukei Dezimra. What about the brachas, the Birchas HaShachar, that you didn't say? Says the Ramah in his Hagah, Umikol Makom, notwithstanding what you're going to do for Psukei Dezimra, you should know is Yomar that you are required to say Kol HaBrachot Shemechuyav Levarech BaBoker. You have to go ahead and say all of the brachos post facto, even though you have said Kriyashma and its brachos and Shmona Esrei and its brachos. You have got to make up, and that's called Lahashlim. You've got to be mashlim the brachos that you left out in Birchos HaShachar. Again, obviously, you can say why? Because I have this mandate of 100 brachos by Yom, and this is essential to reaching the number. And go ahead and you have to say it. What? What are you protesting? You'll find other brachos.
No problem. I'm not protesting that. If I'm going to say Birchos HaShachar, why am I not going to say Baruch Shem Mar Yishtabach?
Good.
Because Birchos HaShachar, as we are going to develop, are brachos which are day-long brachos of human experience and can be said at any time during the day almost. And again, that will become clear now when we see the end of it. Yeah?
I'm worried about Baruch Shem Mar and Yishtabach, not Baruch HaShachar. Baruch HaShachar, fine. I know the question.
There's only one reason for saying Psukei Dezimra. When you learn Masaches Brachos, you will learn in the Perek, in the famous Perek over there, I believe it's Perek Chamishi, that Ein Omdim, you cannot get up to Daven unless you're in a certain mindset. And the Gemara speaks about what the mindset is. The bottom line is Simcha Shel Mitzvah. And the question is, what is Simcha Shel Mitzvah? Okay? Simcha Shel Mitzvah comes with this emotional expression, this outpouring of Shevach and praise for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as are expressed in its various ways in Psukei Dezimra. Good? Ein Omdim Leispalel, you don't daven before you do this. And here, because of the fact that you came in, you've already davened. So I have a problem of Sufik Brachos LaHakel. I am no longer using these Psukei Dezimra for the requirement of Simcha Shel Mitzvah before davening. You understand? Okay. Now, let's take a look at Mishnah Berurah, Se'if Katan Yud, where we are here. Se'if Katan Yud is on this page, page 160, about the sixth or the seventh line of Mishnah Berurah. Says the Mishnah Berurah, you have to say Kol HaBrachos as that you were required, even though you finished davening Shachris. Tells us, V'ayin b'sefer Ma'amar Mordechai, take a look at Sefer Ma'amar Mordechai, and also in b'sefer Nahar Shalom. And Sefer Nahar Shalom, two major works, that both of them indicate that Zman kol habrachos hu kol hayom b'diavad. All of these Birchos HaShachar rightfully belong the entire day b'diavad. At least under duress. L'chatchila, there's nothing to talk about. L'chatchila, you say it in the morning. But if you didn't say it in the morning, for whatever reason, you have the entire day. What reason could there possibly be that you didn't say it in the morning? We'll come to two very major reasons. One is, you're up very late, you go to sleep 2, 3 in the morning, and then you're going to sleep until 12, 1, 2. Okay? There is another very important time when this halacha occurs, and that is when you're an onay. You know that when you lose someone and you have to sit shiva for that someone, the day of the funeral, you are not allowed to daven until after the funeral. You are potter from mitzvahs, and you're probably, under most circumstances, not allowed to do it. Now, if you're not allowed to daven, and then the burial occurs when once again you are chayav in mitzvahs, and you're required to do the mitzvahs, so you got to daven. You come back from the cemetery, and it's 3 in the afternoon. 4 in the afternoon. Do you say Birchas HaShachar? And that's what we'll see in a moment. Come back to... And these are so prevalent, both of these things. We are used to getting to bed very late, and it's probably more prevalent on a Sunday morning than any other time. when people are in bed till 12, 1 and 2. And it's common. What do you do? No. But I'm telling you, nonetheless, it's still common. And as far as aninus is concerned, when chas v'shalom there's the issue of avelus, it happens every single time. So let's go. Let's investigate it. V'chein, says the Mishneh Berurah, also, you will find kosav b'sefer ma'aser rav. Sefer ma'aser rav is a sefer listing the minhagim of the Vilna Gaon and how he maintained his various minhagim. The Hosif Shom, in that Sefer Maaseh Rav, which can be found in the Vilna Gaon Siddur, the Hosif Shom Od Yoser went even further. Da afilu balayla ad sha'as hashena. What happens if you didn't say it all day? And it's nighttime already. Nonetheless, it's time to go to sleep. Hu chiyuvan, you're still required to say those brachos at least once within a 24-hour period. Im shachach la'omran kodem, if for whatever reason you didn't say that. V'nir Ali, it seems to the Mishneh Berurah, the imcho tafto shena. What happens if you're just dead and you fall asleep? Is lechule alma, everyone would agree, is lo yachol su levarech birchat hamavir shena. There's no way in the world that you can further say the word, the bracha of birchat hamavir shena me'inayus numa me'af apoy. Now, what he is saying here is that it's almost like an unnatural kind of a sleep. Because when do you say Hamavir Sheina Me'enai? When you have slept and you are finished sleeping and your regular routine begins, let's say, of the next day. But if you suddenly fell asleep accidentally, that's not your normal thing. Alright, your biostat may be telling you something. But if that isn't hamavir sheina, that isn't your real sleep. After the parentheses, umikol makom, nonetheless, says the Mishneh Berurah, lechatchila, under the best of circumstances, tzarich lizaher, shelo la'acher habrachot yoter mitalet sha'ot alayom. And here he comes up with his psak halacha, that lechatchila, what we are talking about, is saying the birchas ha-shachar up until the fourth hour, which is what? Which is man tefillah. Up until the time of tefillah, that's when you should say birchas hashachar. Ach b'diavad, under duress, al kol ponim yachol levarech otam ad chatzos. You have until chatzos, just like shachris, you have until chatzos. Ki chein muchach meharbe achronim, because most of the achronim say shelo hifsid habrachos achar dalet shos, that you really haven't lost anything if it's after zman tefillah. It's after the fourth hour of the day. And those who want to go ahead and rely on the Gedolim who say that you have until 12 o'clock to say them, until Chatzos, which is the absolute last time of Shachris, even achar Chatzos, and then to go even further after Chatzos, is ein limchot biyado. You don't have to go ahead and protest that you're saying that you're pulling it or you're pushing it too far, because after all is said and done, the brachas are called birchas ha-shachar, and it would seem that those are brachas that you have to do in the morning. And so the Mishneh Berurah gives you three parameters over here. Number one, lechatchila, brachas are called birchas ha-shachar, they should be said in the morning. Number two, if you don't do it before zman tefillah, up to 4 hours, you have surely until 12 o'clock, like you have with Shachris, and 12 o'clock means noon, Chatzos, doesn't mean an exact 12 o'clock. Finally, he says, if you are sleeping way past Chatzos, you want to rely on those who say that you can say these brachos all day, then you can say the brachos all day. If that's the case, you have to ask a simple question. Why are they then called Birchos HaShachar if you can say them all day? That's the best time. You say it in the morning and you get up and that's it.
You don't answer my question. I get up at 2 o'clock in the morning. I can say Birchas HaShachar then. And I'm going to go to shul at 7 o'clock in the morning. I can say Birchas HaShachar but Tzibur then. There's no chiyuv to say Birchas HaShachar but Tzibur.
So we're going to learn Reb Moshe Tshuva on it. He had the definitive word for all the postmen and all the mailmen over there. Right now, however, you have information. Up until this moment, you have information where I think at least you can formulate an opinion. And that is probably you say it, no, probably you say it when you get up, as we learned in the last Simon and Shulchan Aruch. I don't care. You're getting up to live. And once, no, sir, and once you live...
It's a simple question. I happen to get up early in the morning. Even normally, I get up 2 hours before I die. Okay, whatever I do in those 2 hours, I do. And I put it around for 2 hours. Okay? Is that really the time to save, or should I wait till everybody shows to save?
Again, I'll tell you this. You get up to start your living. Whatever it is that you're going to do. Once you are awake... You have a chiyuv to learn. You may not be able to learn because you have to do other things, but the chiyuv is there. And so,
what you should do in the morning is learn Torah.
I'm not going to answer that. I'm really not going to answer that. But I'm going to. I want you to follow it through. That if you're getting up to live, for whatever reason, then the chiyuv of learning already devolves upon you. You may or may not be able to. Go ahead and fulfill that chiyuv. The chiyuv is v'hagisa bo yomam v'layla. But based on the information that we have till now, it would seem logical that you have to follow the Shulchan Aruch and say the brachos when you get up immediately, with the exception so far of the two that we had over there. And that is number one, asher nasan lasech v'bina, wait until day really breaks. It may be already. And number two, the parshas hatamid, which is well, what is 5 o'clock in the morning? Is it 5 o'clock in the morning represents Alos HaShachar, dawn? Is it before Alos HaShachar, dawn? Or is it after Alos HaShachar?
Today, 5 o'clock, the sun's up.
Well, then, okay. I mean, then obviously it's close to Neitz HaChama. Then say all the brachas. Say all the brachas. Again, based on what we have here. But the more extreme case is, what if 5 o'clock in the morning or 4 o'clock in the morning is pitch black and it's not Alos HaShachar yet? Now, as far as your question is concerned, should you go ahead, should the first thing that you do is to get up and learn, so I have to answer you in two ways. Clearly, if you're going to say these brachos when you get up, let's follow along based on what I just told Lauren. If you're going to say the brachos when you get up, then you're going to say Birchas HaTorah. Immediately following Birchas HaTorah, without the slightest half-second interruption, you start to learn. You say Yivarechecha, which is Torah Shebichsav, and you say Elu Dvarim She'ein Lahem Shiur, which is Torah Shebaal Peh. And if you don't say it, you've got problems. Because those brachos have to be over la'asiyos, and you must immediately pass into the action over which you're making the bracha, and the action is to learn Torah.
Why can't I just open a Gemara?
You can. But if you don't... No, wait a minute. But if you don't open the Gemara, and you have to do something else, you have learned, if you've said the bracha in pitch dark, and just said Yivarechecha, and Elu Dvarim She'ein Lahem Shiur. Now you understand the importance of Korbanos in the lives of many people. Probably the ones who do have the time and the inclination to say Korbanos need at least. Korbanos are usually abbreviated by so many people as being non-essential. But Korbanos were put in there for two reasons. One reason is that it is the artificial substitute for Korban Shachris and everything that went on. But secondly, it is a segment of Torah, of every kind of Torah that exists. A, Torah Shebichsav, B, Torah Shebaal Peh in its halachic form, and C, Torah Shebaal Peh in its theoretical form, Mishnah as opposed to Gemara. Okay? And they put it in there so that when you do say the Korbanos, if you don't open up a sefer for the rest of the day, you at least have fulfilled a basic requirement of learning Torah in all of its forms.
If I learn Gemara, I haven't learned Mishnah?
That is correct. Mishnah is halacha psuka. What the halacha actually is, as opposed to Gemara, which is its logical savara. Now, ezehu makoman shel zavachim, what we say right before Rabbi Yishmael Omer happens to be a perek of Mishnayos. But it is a very unusual and atypical perek of Mishnayos. There isn't one machlokes in that perek. Everyone agrees on every single halacha in that perek. Would you believe it? Now that's halacha, the way you do it. Finished. Not so. Rabbi Yishmael Omer, Bishloshes Rei Midos HaTorah Nidreshes. Once you open up yourself to the 13 hermeneutical laws, as we call them in English, pardon my expression, what is a Kal V'chomer and how you understand a Kal V'chomer, and what is a Gezeirah Shavah, and can you use this Gezeirah Shavah, is it valid? Then you have the whole spectrum of thinking which allows us diversity, and that's Machlokes. That's Gemara. Gemara is a synonym for Sevara. Sevara is logic. Your logical canons are different than mine. You see things differently than I. We are entitled to do that. You think one way, I think another way. The halacha, as is characterized, let's say, by Mishnah, that is unique in that we all act one way.
Where's Parshas
HaTomid in Kehah? Parshas HaTomid is one thing and one thing only. It is that one parsha that we read every Rosh Chodesh, where we start. Vayedav, just that. No. It is one segment of Korbanos. Parsha Satomid is Vayedaber Hashem Moshe Lemor, Tzav Espenei Yisrael V'yomata Alehem. If you don't say any Korbanos, ever, say that one Parsha Satomid, that's all.
But if you get up before sunrise, say the rest of
Korbanos, except for that? No, because all those Korbanos, or at least in the main, all of them are plugged in to Parshas Tomid.
Okay, so in reality, if you cut the time, it's all of Korbanos.
Yeah, there are those who will disagree with that and say no, because the Avoda began before Shachris, it was just the Korban Tomid that began at Netzach Hama over there. You see. Now, let's take a look at this question from the point of view, as we had mentioned, from the point of view of being an Onan. Simon Ayin Aleph in Shulchan Aruch. Simon Ayin Aleph, which in this volume of Mishnah Brura would be the page after 208. The heading of Ayin Aleph is Avel, a person who is an Avel, and not only that, V'ha'oskim b'meis, if you're the Chevra Kadisha, the din is Pturim mikriyashma, you don't have to say kriyashma. Well, if you don't have to say kriyashma, what about the other things before and after? Let's take a look. Mishemeis lomeis, someone died on you, Shehu chayav lihitabel alav, where you have a requirement to sit Shiva, is Afilu eino mutal alav lekabaro, even though it is not your responsibility to bury that one. And we'll obviously what it means is either someone else is handling it, or there is a Chevra Kadisha in town who takes care of all of the arrangements. Nonetheless, patur mikriyashma, you are exempt from saying kriyashma, and if kriyashma mitfila, and you don't have to say Shemona Esrei. V'afilu im rotzeh lahachmir al atzmo, and even if you want to say that you can handle both, your grief and making the final arrangements for burial, and at the same time also daven, says the Shulchan Aruch v'likros, and you want to read kriyashma and tefillah, eino rashai, but you're not allowed to do it. However, with the following exception, im yesh lo mi sheyishtadel bishvilo b'tzarchei kvura, if there's someone who will handle the management of all of the burial needs, and then v'ratza lahachmir al atzmo, then the person says, look, I don't have any responsibilities to the mitzvah of burying the dead, let me go ahead and at least do the mitzvah of tefillah. Under those circumstances, Ein mochin biado. Then you don't protest. You don't have to, but you don't protest. Now, we haven't had the final word as far as this is concerned. But remember, we want to impact on brachos, the Birchas HaShachar. And let's see what happens. In order for us to do that, we're going to have to cut through a very long Mishneh Berurah. It's Dalet on the bottom. We'll start out at the beginning and then skip towards the middle. On the bottom, Dalet, your putter from Kriyat Shema and Tefillah in the Mishneh Berurah. Got it? Putter from Kriyat Shema and Tefillah. Says the Mishneh Berurah, if that's the case, he is also v'chein, likewise, mikol ha-brachot. You are completely exempt, you are potter from all brachos, such as afilu b'rachas ha-nenin, even saying hamotzi, or bari priya eitz. And not only that, mikol mitzvos ha-amuros b'Torah. Any mitzvah, and I want to just tell you, that means mitzvahs asay. Mitzvahs los asay, you cannot say, since I'm potter, I'll go out and rob a bank in the interim. You're not allowed to do that. Or I'll go out and murder. You're not allowed to do that. It is only mitzvahs asay that are suspended, because mitzvahs asay will go ahead and dominate your time. Just skip back for a moment to show you what Rabbi Akiva Eger interjected here. If you're potter, go to Gimel. Two lines above. If you're potter and you want to do it anyway, under circumstances, and we are talking about under circumstances where you have to go ahead and bury the dead, you have a responsibility. And you say to yourself, look, I can handle both in this case. Says Rabbi Akiva Eger, v'im kara eino yotze. If you handle the dual responsibility, you haven't observed the mitzvah of brachos and of kriyat shema and of tefillah. V'tzarich lachzor v'likrot achar hakvura. And even though you've davened and you've buried your dead, you have got to go back and do it again. Now, needless to say, this is on the first part where both of the responsibilities devolve upon you at the same time, and you say that you're going to be a superhuman being and try to handle both of them. Rabbi Kivega does not say that on the case where all the arrangements have been made, and if you want to be machmir on yourself, you can go ahead and we don't protest. Now, in that same Mishneh Berurah, Dalet, let's continue for just a little more since it says brachos. V'im rotze le'echol pat, if you want to eat bread, after eino tzarich levarei hamotzi, even though you don't say brachos like hamotzi, but watch carefully, mikol makom, nonetheless, tzarich litol yadav, v'lo yivarech al ha-netila. It's brachos that you don't say, but netilas yadayim has nothing to do with brachos. Netilas yadayim is a separate mitzvah altogether, so that you can go ahead and do it. Furthermore, v'im yesh chabura ba'ir, if there's a chevra kadisha, there's a group in the city, shenoagim, where the minag is, sheksifayim yuchadim, where you have separate shoulders, they are the ones who carry lahotzi hameis, to take out the dead, that is a chevra kadisha. Ulachar shenitasku hakrovim b'tzorchei hameis, and after the relatives have already made their arrangements, what do? Yimsiruhu lahem, they give over the rest of the arrangements to the chevra kadisha. Vehem, they, the chevra kadisha, yikberu, will go ahead and do the burial. Then the halacha is mishem misareihu, as soon as you hand over all the arrangements to the chevra kadisha, lahem is miyad chayav b'chol ha-mitzvot. You have to go ahead and resume your responsibility for all the mitzvot according to the Mishneh Berurah. Va'afilu kodem shehotzi'uhu me'abayis, even though the mace is still in the house, sheshuv eino mutal aleihem, just as long as you have no longer any responsibility to bury, but all the arrangements have been made, then these mitzvahs, at least according to the Mishneh Berurah, devolve upon you once again. Ulefizeh, to conclude, says the Mishneh Berurah, lo yafeh osim ha'onanim. It is not proper, in his opinion, those people who are onen, shemamtinim lihitpalel ad achar kvura, that wait on the day of burial to daven until after kvura. Why? Because the tekef, immediately, kishenit pashru ima chevra kadisha, as soon nit pashru means that they've made all the arrangements with the Chevra Kadisha, Ba'ad Mekom Kivura, as far as a burial place. V'natnu lahem kol hotzaot, and they paid them for all their expenses. And also the Tachrichim, and they handed over the Tachrichim, or they paid them for the Tachrichim, for the mace. Then it would seem obvious that Chayavim lehitpalel, that your responsibility to the mace is over. You have delegated this mitzvah to the Chevra Kadisha. You no longer have any responsibility yourself, so you should go ahead and do the responsibilities of davening. At least this is the way the Mishnah Berurah thinks of it. And you shouldn't postpone it. Va'omnam, however, he must admit, lifamim, there are times, Sha'adayin einam shavim be'ezem makom yikperuhu, and even though all the arrangements are made, there can be some problem exactly with the burial place. And therefore, even though all the arrangements are made, since there is some small tail hanging, v'hu kevodo shel meis, since this deals with the honor that you have to give to the meis, rather than go ahead and daven, you should be worried about this one detail. Oh, kol zman shemaspidim oso, if this still is the time when you have to prepare to go to make a hesped, in other words, to the funeral. Hesped is also an inyan in Kavod HaMeis, which you are required to. Azai, then under those circumstances, is patur. You are definitely patur from davening, which is probably our case today. We wait until we get to the funeral chapel. We're still involved, even though all the arrangements were made the day before. We know where the burial is going to be. But as long as the hesped is still yet to be made, in other words, the funeral is yet to be held, then there is no chiyuv on the person, no obligation to go ahead and daven, and it is only then, after the hesped, that you go out for burial, and then you come back and daven. But let us assume it is a day when either hesped is over, or it is a day when no hesped can be made. So the Mishnah Berurah then again says that it shouldn't be postponed. But the Minhag Olam, 99% of the time, the Minhag Olam is to wait until after the funeral. Now, if you can go ahead, all right, we can continue. The Techef Acharze, immediately after all of the preparations, is Mutar Lispalel. You can go ahead and daven. V'chayav, and you are required to do it as long as all of these things are taken care of. In other words, the arrangements, the burial place, and the hesped, the funeral. Aval b'makom she'ein chabaram yuchedes lazeh, but where you don't have a chevra kadisha, af she'yesh lo mi she'yitasek b'kvura avuro, even though you have someone who can take care of the kvura, who will do it for you, says the Mishnah Berurah, Nimshacha Aninut Ad Sheyikbereu. The Aninut state continues until burial, and that means V'yashlichu Ha'afar Alav, until the dirt is filled in. Umiyad Shematchilim L'Hashlich Ha'afar Alav, as soon as you start the burial, then Yelech Ha'aveh L'Bayit Shel HaKvarot, okay, V'yikra V'yitpalel Sham, then he goes to the house of the cemetery. Now, this is something that we generally don't see today. I can show it to you right here in New Jersey. What used to be, was in days gone by, is that a house that has absolutely nothing in it, other than a hollow shell, was built at the cemetery. We have it at the Bikur Cholim Cemetery. What was done there? That's where the Tahara was made. And immediately from the Tahara, 20, 30, 40, 50, 70 feet later, that's where the grave is. Now, in that Tahara, Shtibel they call it, in that Tahara house, after the Tahara is over, while the burial is going on, then, says the Mishnah Berurah, immediately, while the burial is continuing, the Ovel should go and start davening. The Im, says the Mishnah Berurah, Nimshach Aninus Ad Samuch L'Sov Zman Kriyashma, Shehu ad revi'a hayom. What if a quarter of the day has passed and zman kriyashma has arrived? Kfi erech sha'ol shel hayom. Im yitpalel keseder. If he'll daven this postponed davening entirely, is yavor hazman shel kriyashma. the time of Kriyat Shema will pass. So you cry Kriyat Shema below brachos. Let him read the Kriyat Shema without the brachos. Ve'achar kach yispalel k'seder. And then, later on, go ahead and continue davening in order. Ve'yikra oda pram Kriyat Shema in ha-brachos. But get the Kriyat Shema in. What if it's later than Zman Kriyat Shema? Ve'im nimshach ha'aninut ad la'achar arba'a sha'ot. If it is after Zman Kriyat Shema, Da'at ha-magen Avraham, the Magen Avraham in Shulchan Aruch says, the birchas ha-shachar. Dahainu, and here's where we come to our issue. Dahainu, ma shekodem baruch she'omar, lo yomrein. Don't say them. Af sheyesh lo knai, even though there is time to yet say it. Kevon shebishat ikar chiyuvo shehu baboker haya az patur. Because since the entire morning when birchas ha-shachar is obligatory upon you, you were patur to do it, therefore don't say it. However, this Mishnah Berurah, as we have seen before, this Magen Avraham, Yesh Cholkim Alav. There are those who disagree with. The Machlokas is that there are those who disagree with the Magen Avraham, and they say that since Birchas HaShachar can be said all day, optimally they should be said in the morning, and nonetheless, even if it's after Zman Kriyat Shema, unlike the Magen Avraham, you go ahead and recite those brachos. Now we're coming down to the nitty-gritty over here. The Safek Brachos Lahakel, says the Mishnah Berurah, that ultimately he feels that if there is a machlokes, and some say yes, you should say the bracha, some say no, you should say the bracha, best would be to follow the rule of Safek Brachot Lahakel, that you have a Safek here, and better not say the bracha, because so many did agree with the Magen Avraham. Zulat, however, there are exceptions to that. And the exceptions are, number one, Birchas HaTorah, which you will find a very special kind of exemption for Birchas HaTorah, and it wouldn't come under Safek Brachot Lahakel. And furthermore, the brachos of Shelo Asani Goy, which is not time-bound, the Shelo Asani Oved, which is not time-bound, the Shelo Asani Isha, which has nothing to do with Shacharis, is Otan HaBrachot, those are the ones, Af LaMogen HaVram Yuchal LeVarech. Even according to the Magen Avraham, you can say it, because the Magen Avraham has to admit that these three brachos plus the Birchas HaTorah don't have any time-bound limits the way we would understand the rest of Birchas HaShachar. And then if you skip past the parentheses, then from there you go straight Yitpalel HaYutches Brachos Levad, use Davin the Shmona Esrei, Avo Birchas Kriyat Shema, Mashma B'Shulchan Aruch Le'el B'Siman Nun Ches Si'ivav. But what about the Birchas Kriyat Shema before Shema and after Shema? Is seemingly that when you're already past the Zman, the Kfar Avar Zmanom, you don't go ahead and say it. However, says the Mishnah Berurah, Lefi Masha Kasafti La'el, if you go ahead and investigate what I have already said in Siman Nun Ches in the Mishnah Berurah, it would seem to me that there I work out that mutar lo lomar af birchos kriyat shema, you can say the birchos kriyat shema for the following reason, kevan de ba'onas of our azman. The only time you are restricted from saying brachos is when you went ahead and you forgot to say it, or you were lazy about saying it. But if you were restricted from saying it al pi halacha, then you should be able to say it once the restriction is lifted. Ulechule alma, and furthermore, everyone agrees that efshar yachol diyachol lomar psuke de zimra. Under these circumstances, you can say Psuke de Zimra because you can still say Shemona Esrei. Next line, Ve'im Adayin Lo Kolu Ha'arba'a Sha'ot. But if the first third of the day is still not over, Shehu Shlish Hayom, Rak Shehu Samach Lizman Ha'u, it's only near Zman Kriyat Shema, Ve'im Yitpalel Keseder Ya'avor Zman HaTfila. But if you go ahead and do the whole davening in order, Zman Tfila will be over. V'yitzarech litzpalel Shmona Esrei achar shlish hayom. You will have to say Shmona Esrei after time, after the optimal time to say it. Zman Tfila counsels the Mishnah Berurah is yidaleg psukei dezimra. Say the brachos. Skip psukei dezimra, however, ukaofen shenit ba'er l'el b'siman nun beis. Just like we said before, in siman nun beis, that you wait for when you come late to shul. Forget the Kriyat Shema, forget the Psukei de Zimra, say the brachos, and then continue from Birchos Kriya Shema, Bedin Echer Lavo LeBeit HaKneset, Aval Lo Yedaleg MiKriya Shema Birchos El Klal. But you shouldn't go ahead and skip the brachos of Kriya Shema.
I've got another question.
All right.
The brachos from Asher Natan Sefi Vina to Hanosin Laif Koach, there is at least a minute that if you said them already, you don't say them again. So if you are going to get up early in the morning, and according to what we've learned so far, you're going to say them early in the morning, and you're going to go